This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, heard Sunday mornings at 9 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
From hockey to wrestling, football to golf, no sport left unturned. You're listening to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Good morning, Naz. Good morning, Wally. The boys are back. Let's talk sports.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. Something a little bit different today. I'm back. Aren't I? I'm back. For those fans who have been around since the beginning, and this is a very special show, as a matter of fact, this is the 9th anniversary of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. And I was the voice that started the show off 9 years ago this very weekend. And here we are again, just to celebrate that. And we're going to make a little bit of a show of it. And in the studio today, as usual, is our phenomenal host, Walter Rigabon. Morning, Walter.
Good morning, Neil.
And Naz Marchese. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay.
They're laughing at me
because they're waiting for me to, you know, to drop an F-bomb or something like that.
Welcome back, Carter.
Exactly. It was a funny story is that the other day I was communicating with a kind of a social media acolyte, Allison Hillman. And I was talking to her about the fact that, you know, I'm a little bit tense coming into the studio this morning, and that I'd have to be careful that I don't drop the F-bomb. She said, don't worry about it. Like, there's nothing to fear, right? So today we're going to take you through a little bit of a walk down memory lane, but I think it would be kind of interesting if we go through the beginnings and how the show basically started. Does that make sense,
guys? I think that makes a lot of sense.
You know, because although there are 9 years that we... Well, you guys have been in the studio.
9 years,
right? There's the time that led up to that.
Yeah.
That I think was like very critical in terms of how the show was basically developed and the idea behind the show. And it brings to mind, I think, that, you know, we carefully planned it out and we shopped it around, right?
Yeah,
We would meet every Sunday morning, like as though we were here, but at the Cherry Street Diner, and we would go over every little bit and piece. And document every aspect of how the show was going to be done, what it was going to be all about, and et cetera, et cetera. So if people who know me, they know that I have like an advertising background. A lot of good it did me. But in this situation, it does make a little bit of sense, because what you realize is that if you're going to advertise a product and say this show is a product, and it is, right?
Yeah.
You want to put something together that doesn't like compete with other sports radio shows, but actually runs alongside of it. But just starts to pull people away from the shows that, you know, they're getting a little bit tired of it. And I remember that Walter said, you know, we came up with a discussion. Should, like, you know, I mean, after the first couple of shows, should we get a guy like Sid the Kid on? Walter's exact line was, why? Why would we do that? I mean, basically, he's going to give you the same interview that he's given every other sports radio announcer and reporter. And for that, it doesn't really work out to what we're doing. Now, of our vintage, we decided that, you know, it's more interesting and you're going to get more information out of a guy like Scotty Bowman. You're going to get more information out of a guy like Joe Theismann, who has nothing, no ties really to anything but their own sports legacy and their own sports history. And they're going to have a lot more to say. They're going to make it a lot more interesting. And you know what? We were exactly and precisely right on that.
Neil, let me follow up on that. First of all, it's a thrill to have you back.
I'm so I am thrilled. I'm stoked.
You know, and this is the first time in Naz. Naz, the first time Naz and I have been in studio together.
Yes,
since pre-COVID.
Yes,
so it's been a while. It's been over 3 years.
True enough.
And I distinctly remember, you know, when the show started, and you know, about a month and a half ago, I started thinking, we're coming up on our ninth anniversary.
Yes.
And I said, let's do it something a little bit different on our show. I said, let's share with our listeners where this show came
That's
from.
That's right.
And to all our listeners listening and our sponsors, and we'll go through that as we go along through the show, I want to say thank you so much, because we've been supported in numbers – that we never would have thought possible. I mean, I always refer to our show as the little engine that could. You know that little engine.
There's so much truth to that.
And it's really amazing the amount of people who listen in on a Sunday mornings. We always kid around with it. I said they just don't know how to change the station, so they listen to us. Right?
It's really interesting.
We thought we'd share with our listeners where you know we're hitting our we're now pensioners. The three of us. I won't mention my specific age.
You're vintage.
But we're pensioners. Yeah. You know, sports talk radio has been taken over by the next generation. You know, we're not the Fan 590. We're not TSN.
That's right.
We're Zoomer Radio.
Yes.
And I think we've understood from day one who our listeners are. Our listeners are Zoomer Radio. Our listeners like listening to Dave Keon. They like listening some of the greats that we've had on the show. We've had Frank Mahovlich on the show. We've had Dick Duff. Naz, you'll remember the time we had Dick Duff and Dave Keon at the same time.
We just
turned the show over to them for 5-8 minutes, and they just had this incredible banter between themselves. So I think we've always understood, but I'll turn it over to Naz.
Yeah.
This show really started back in the 1970s. That's where it started.
You know, I was going to bring that up, but I will leave it to Naz to do that.
I'll let Naz take over from here.
Cable 10 Sportsline. I remember like it was yesterday because we did a show out of Keeble Cable at Dufferin and Lawrence area, and it was a call-in show then, very popular, and the lines lit up. It was very, very popular at the time, and we kind of made it into Zoomer Radio again.
It's interesting, Naz, that you say that, because honestly, and I think even Walter and both of you brought up the fact that it was probably the first call-in, even television show of sports.
It was in Canada. I don't like to, you know, make more of it than it was.
Sure.
But, you know, Naz and I have always done this because we have a passion for sports.
Oh, you sure do.
We don't do it for the money that I could. There's no money in the way we do it. And we didn't do it as our careers.
Yes.
You know, Naz went off and did his career, I went off and did. But we never lost the passion for, you know, that those 2-3 years back in the mid-70s when we used to have a show on Keeble Cable.
That's right.
And it was, you know, the amount of call-ins we used to get was phenomenal because we always understood the passion of sports fans.
Yes.
And when we are on the air and when we came back on Zoomer, we came back on as fans. And we don't pretend to be anything other than fans. I've never come on and I lay it on the line. I don't come on here to be a journalist.
No.
And I don't come on here to be objective. And I don't come on here to break stories. And I'm not looking to be criticize performances, but we're not looking to break that huge story. That's not what we do. We're just passionate sports fans.
Yeah, this is what we put in front of people before we got on the air. And as you recall, is a document that we would shop around, and I did the descriptions of both you and I based them fundamentally on the history that you guys shared together originally. That's how it came about.
You know, Naz and I have been debating sports forever, and then when we got into Keeble back in the old days, and when we got. We'll talk about how we got onto Zoomer Radio.
Yeah.
Sports talk radio back in the early 70s was basically an American thing.
Yes.
And I used to listen to this show. We used to have Hockey Hotline here and Dick Bellows. I used to listen to this show on Boston radio called The Sports Huddle. And you know we've had the guy from The Sports Huddle who's still around, and we've had him on quite a bit, Eddie Andelman.
Good interviews, by
and it was the most entertaining sports talk radio. They used to have some call-ins, and they used to have fun.
Yes,
and in a certain extent, you know, I don't know if the fun's been taken out of sports talk radio. I don't know. Maybe it's but the world's way more political. So we've tried to keep the politics out of it, and we just try to have fun.
Yeah.
And be the 10, 12-year-old, 17-year-old sports fans, just like try to pretend that we never grew up.
And you always get the enthusiastic participation of everybody that you interview. And this is what's important, right? Yeah. You know, Naz, I talked to Walter the other day, and I said, you know, maybe it would be a kind of a neat idea if we were to bring up some of the interviews that we did.
Let's talk about some of them.
Yeah, exactly. For me, it's just one that I did, and it was Naz and I. And the other one was, and it's an interesting story. It's about you and Naz and me listening on the way to the cottage one day. But the one that comes to mind immediately, Abdullah the Butcher.
The Butcher. It's appropriate that you bring that up today because it's a two-day WrestleMania this week. And I always called WrestleMania. We've talked wrestling on the sports every now and then. When we want to have a really good laugh. Yeah. We talk wrestling.
Exactly.
And we want to talk about...
You were definitely the heel. Anyway, you were definitely the heel.
You're the heel.
Don't you remember? We tried desperately.
You got Abdullah the Butcher.
We couldn't get the guy. You know, it was a standard. It was becoming a standard interview, and it was just moving along, you know. And the guy was totally... He wasn't Abdullah the Butcher. He was Joe Schmo.
Well, he was living in Atlanta, Georgia.
Exactly. Atlanta, Georgia. And he was like... And then all of a sudden, I think I mentioned something, and I looked over to Naz, and it was like, you know, I brought up something about the fact that, you know, we have it on good authority that Hulk Hogan thinks you're a lightweight. You know, based on if anybody has ever watched the YouTube video,
Abdullah Butcher was no lightweight. Yeah.
but anybody who watched that video of Abdullah the Butcher and Hulk Hogan fighting in Tokyo would come away thinking, and then all of a sudden he turned over. He threatened to come up and beat me up.
Thank God you didn't do that interview in studio.
And then we had Sweet Daddy Siki after that.
We had Sweet Daddy Siki. I still remember our
that
interview with the Million Dollar Man. Yeah. Ted DiBiase.
No, did you?
We interviewed Ted DiBiase. Yeah, I think it was a second or third year into the show, and it would have been on WrestleMania weekend. And of course, WrestleMania is the ninth wonder of the world. It's just they're selling out SoFi Stadium down in L.A.
Exactly.
Two nights in a row, 100,000 people. It's incredible. Incredible how popular it is. But we did the Million Dollar Man. And I think at one point, I said to Ted, I go, you know, Ted, I think we got to give you a new nickname. And he goes, I get this silence on the other end of the line. I go, you know, $1 million ain't that much anymore. I says, on the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, this WrestleMania 48 or whatever it was. We're going to proclaim you the Billion Dollar Man. and he thought about it for a second, and I can't remember what his exact response was, but it was something to the effect that, you know, we got to give that some consideration.
Isn't that funny?
So, but that goes back to the point. I always struggled not to take this too seriously.
No.
We always said we're not going to take this too seriously. We're not going to get political.
Yeah,
we're not going to change the world, and we're just going to have fun. And I thought that, and we're going to take sports talk radio back, and just for this 1 hour Sunday mornings, 9 to 10, when
half the
world is still asleep,
precisely, Walter.
And you know, a lot of our listeners on especially in the wintertime, they're on their way to taking their kids to hockey because most of AM radio is listened to in the car.
That's right.
But nowadays we have the advantage of streaming. So, you know, if you're at home now and you want to see us in studio, it's www.zoomerradio.ca. You can actually see us.
I pressed my shirt for this.
Right. Or you're on your way to fishing somewhere in the summer or you're on your way to the cottage.
If I may jump in on that particular note, and it was exactly that in the second show, and I'm sorry, Walter, and I think I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not. I was driving to the cottage, and it was the weekend where you were interviewing Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
And
who we've interviewed at least three times a year.
It was the first interview.
Yeah.
And the thing that really struck me at that particular point in time, I remember I was with, you know, my wife at the time, my ex-wife. And, I remember listening and thinking to myself, this is where the show kind of, it's all of a sudden arrived. It wasn't the fact that you were interviewing Joe Theismann. It was the fact that Joe Theismann was comfortable on the show.
Yeah.
Do you know what
absolutely.
I mean? That's where, that's in my mind, as a marketing guy, it's like that was a pivotal time. And I'm listening to it, and I remember turning around saying, look, listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy. He is talking to Naz, and he's talking to Walter as though... you know, as though he was like they were all part of his crew, his thing, you know, the best team that never won, and going through all that, and he had a smile in his voice,
yeah,
that he was happy to be on. And to me,
but I think part of that is over time, and you know, I've befriended guys that were heroes of mine when I was a kid.
Another thing, yes,
you know, like, you know, pick up the phone
David
and call
Keon.
Dave Keon,
yeah.
Pick up the phone and call Yvonne Cornway. You know, our interviews with you know, we've had Peter Mansbridge and Don Cherry and John Shannon.
That's
and Bob
right.
McCowan. I mean, you know,
Rudy Rudiger.
We had Rudy on twice.
Yes,
yeah,
twice.
You know, and you know, the list is endless.
I mean,
we've always gone after the retired because they have interesting stories.
Well,
to tell.
That was the whole
but
idea.
I think after a while they became comfortable with us because
that's right.
You know we've had a lot of resistance too. I got about a minute and a half here. Then we've got to go to break.
Yes.
We've had a lot of resistance. A lot of people just don't take us seriously. And I understand why they don't take us seriously. Because we're not TSN. We're not the Fan 590.
Yeah.
But we've never pretended to be that.
But like, do you have that on good authority?
We don't consider them our company. We're not here to compete with anybody.
Is that like an assumption?
They assume that we are nobodies in the Toronto market. And we're just a bunch of kids doing a podcast. And they really don't understand Zoomer Radio.
Yeah.
They don't understand AM 740. They don't understand we have the fourth most powerful radio signal in North America.
That's right, yes.
We've actually had people call in from Philadelphia to win our Pizzaville coupons. That's how powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had Kevin from Buffalo. I mean, we had an audience
that's right.
in Western
I remember he used
New
to
York.
Call in frequently.
So we've always fought that just because we're not, you know, we're fans. We're at the end of the day, we're fans on the air.
That's right.
And we expression and like you get some of the guys on TSN and
yeah.
Sportsnet 590 who I respect them because that's what they do for a living.
Exactly.
And I understand the pressures that they deal with.
Yeah.
It's not pressures we Naz and I have. So I respect what they do, but we don't do what they do.
No.
Right? And we face challenges. You know, you make calls, but a guy like Joel Theismann, once you interview him and he realizes that, you know, we are responsible and intelligent and articulate.
That's right.
And we're not looking to embarrass anybody.
That's right.
That's not what we do. We're here to tell stories. We're here to shine these guys in a positive light, if at all we can.
But they run with it, don't they, Nash?
Positive thing is we know who our clientele is, and it's the Zoomer.
That takes us back to our beginning stages.
Yeah. Neil, I apologize.
Go to commercial.
We got to go to commercial.
Not a problem.
We've promised it's our 9-year anniversary show. I want to give away some Pizzaville coupons today. Pizzaville's been our incredible. The only reason we've been on the air is because of the Contardi family. Angelo, Nella, Stephanie, the entire family.
Angela's
they've been incredible to us.
Perfect human being.
We couldn't have done this without them.
Yeah.
Loyal beyond belief. We've had some sponsors we've lost over the years and some we've taken on. All have been loyal. Alt Infinity, Steel's Paint, I'm going to forget it and I apologize. Rigobon Carly, Miller Thompson, KPMG, Hospice Fawn. I'm sure I'm forgetting some in between there, but without the incredible sponsors we've had, and especially Pizzaville, we couldn't have done this. So these are the phone numbers. 416.
Yes.
You want to go ahead, Neil?
Sure. 416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-740-4740.
We're going to take some call-ins as well.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from some listeners. We also have an email address. We've joined the 21st century, apparently, the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. It's nazandwally@mzmedia.com. Naz and, it's spelled A-N-D, no ampersand, Wally at M as in Mary, Z, media.com. If you want to pop us an email today or at any time during the week or at any time, you're welcome to. We get some good emails. We'll read them on the air. And, why don't we take some call-ins? Why not?
Yes, let's do that.
The board is really lighting up.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
It was a rainy day when Pizzaville asked, do you want to meet the hot Hawaiian of your dreams? This hot Hawaiian is slathered in bacon, red onion, spicy sausage, pineapple, and hot banana peppers. A large thin crust is just $16.99. One bite and you'll say, Lou, wow. You might even get a lay on the beach. Call Pizzaville at #3636 on your cell phone.
There are lawyers at Miller Thompson who know your industry. They'd like to introduce you to theirs. It starts with relationships. It's not just about happy clients. They support thriving business partners. Miller Thompson infuses law with the same tenacity you bring to your work, whether supporting your daily operations or offering urgent legal advice. But that's enough about them. Let's talk about you. Visit MillerThompson.com and find out how they can move your business forward.
We all value our sporting heroes. But what price would you put on one in mint condition? If you ask us, you'll get an honest answer. Mint Inc. Trading Cards and Sports Merchandise is looking to buy your vintage collection of hockey, basketball, baseball, football, and soccer heroes. Come and see us in person at our new Toronto Mint Inc. Gallery at 198 Davenport, east of Avenue Road, or visit our store online at mintink.ca. Show us what you got, and we'll show you the money. Think Mint Inc.
No hard prices. No.
It was a rainy day when Pizzaville decided to do what it could to stop world prices from spiralling out of control. With the large pickup special, get a large one-topping pizza for only $11.99. $11.99 for a large pizza?
Long live Pizzaville!
Call Pizzaville for the large pickup special at 736-3636.
Rayo's got big nose!
Or online at pizzaville.ca.
Passion. It drives athletes, entrepreneurs, family businesses, and fast-growing companies. It's also what inspires KPMG Enterprise to help drive success. A dedicated audit, tax, law, and advisory practice, KPMG Enterprise delivers ideas and insights. Whether you want to grow your business, embrace technology, plan for an exit, or manage the transition of wealth, search KPMG Enterprise, understanding what it takes to make your business even better.
Are they ever wrong about sports? I can answer that in two words. Impossible. The Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
And we're back. And before the break, we mentioned we put some phone numbers out there if people want to call in and
Run those numbers again, Neil.
We have some questions.
The phone's ringing off the hook for the Pizzaville
coupons.
It's ringing
off the hook. 416-360-0740 or toll free 1-866-740-4740. Walter, you want to take a call?
We're going to hold off on that for
okay,
now.
Sure.
I realized when you start thanking people, you try to struggle not to forget. And I forgot somebody very, very important to the show, so I have to mention it. John Amendola at Mint Inc. He's our sports card guy. He's been phenomenal. He's been a frequent guest on our show, bringing us up to speed. And he's given me the ability to relive one of the other passions from being a kid, which was collecting sports cards. So John Amendola, Mint Inc., all the people at Mint Inc., thank you. Thank you so much. So I noticed we've got some calls blazing. I'll wait for our producer to Dan, who's done a phenomenal job for us lately. He'll bring us up to speed. But going back to where we were, Neil, in the conversation we had, we started this thing way back. We're back in the 70s, and Naz and I decided to go in different directions. And I'd say nine and a half years ago. The whole idea came to try and we never lost our passion for sports, and apparently we never lost our passion for broadcasting. And we actually got together one time to talk about trying to do a high school a reunion of our high school football
team. That's exactly how it started.
The Emery Hillman. And you were a noted linebacker on that team. Naz was a lineman, and I was a flanker. And after about 10 minutes, we stopped talking about the high school reunion, and we started talking sports like the old days. We probably had a wrestling discussion.
It was you and I remember exactly where I was sitting when it happened.
And then after about 10 minutes of it, you were in the radio business at the time.
That's right.
And advertising or doing radio spots.
I was also
spots.
Producing a golf show.
You were producing a golf show, and you said, I got to put you two guys back on the air.
Exactly.
So,
and the rest is history. I mean, well, you know, honestly, it's like, and then from that point on, it was like, you know, bringing Naz into the equation. Naz, and of course, you know, just a very simple process when you consider the type of people that you're working with. And again, you're going, you know, the two of you together. Yeah. It's like this is like something. It's almost like you say you're on the air, and it's less of a job and more of a passion. But the fact that when you guys are together, there's a chemistry involved with that goes back and you know decades.
Anyways,
decades
let's give our listeners a shot. I see one of our original callers. The D General is back. We haven't heard from him in a while, so. Once again, Neil, if the numbers are 416-360-0740, 1-866-740-4740. If you want to talk, give us a buzz, or you can email us at nazandwally@mzmedia.com. You want to bring the D-General in, Neil?
How do I do that?
Just say, D-General, you're on the line.
D-General, you're on the line. How about that? Is he there?
Yeah, I'm there. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How Absolutely are you? Fantastic. I haven't heard from you in a while. I, from what I remember Mr. General, you're a big Boston Bruins fan.
Yes, yes.
Mike Walton.
That story goes back a little bit. I feel bad for you Leaf fans, but here, here's my little quick take on that. Okay, I was a Leaf fan up until 1969, and when Imlach imploded the Leafs and they traded Mike Walton, who was my favorite player at the time, okay, number 16, which I've worn all my life, as you know, Wally Naz. I had to switch allegiances, and then Bob York came along, and the rest was history. A couple cups later, and loving my Bruins, but if they can't find a way to break the jinx of President Cup winners this year, etc., kind of hoping the Leafs do it because I'm really, really, really fatigued at listening to all the Leaf fans whining and complaining and haven't won and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, this city could use a rockin' party. So.
I'll let you respond to that, Naz.
Well, I don't think the Leafs are in great shape now. Look at all the teams they have to beat, Dan.
Listen, Naz, I feel for you guys. And by the way, the kid's doing a great job on the radio too. I listen to you guys and him and the people that I know, I have this inherent soft spot for the Leafs. So I'm gonna share that with you guys, even though I don't want anybody to put it out there. All right.
Anyways, Mr. D General, we're gonna thank you for calling us. We're gonna let you go. And
congratulations, guys. I listen to you all the time, and you know what? We'll hopefully. Be around for another nine years.
Sure.
Your
commenting.
The reason why you haven't heard from me is sometimes with all the great guests you guys have on, it's tough to get a word in edgewise because it's awesome. The guys that you guys have on are fantastic.
Isn't that
so
something?
Keep doing
Thank
a great
so
job
much.
And good luck.
We'll see you at the parade, okay?
Thanks. We'll see Mr. D General at the parade. Goodness. Hopefully it's the Maple Leafs parade and not the Boston's parade. Anyways, the winner of our first Pizzaville coupon, $50 coupon, Merle from Mississauga. Merle, thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll be pleased to get that Pizzaville coupon out to you as soon as possible. Thanks for joining us. Once again, to our listeners, Neil, give out the numbers.
Phone numbers are 416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-740-4740. Walter, shoot that email address out to them as well.
And
if
it's
you don't mind.
Naz and Wally. It's A-N-D, not ampersand. Naz and Wally at M as in Mary, zmedia.com. You're welcome to email us this morning, or you're welcome to email us at any time during the week. We'd love to hear from you. Going back, Neil. We've had some incredible guests over the years.
And
I was saying is once they take you into your we managed to connect with Dave. I mean, you people ask me what's your favorite time on the air?
Yeah.
And it's for me, it's easy.
David Keon.
It was David Keon. We had him in studio for an hour.
Yeah.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was all. It was the night after he was celebrated at, I guess it was the Air Canada Center at the time. And we picked him up. I picked him up by car at the Royal York Hotel that morning. He was in town because the night before, he had, you know, received a standing ovation. And it was, really for me, to have that, you know, to have David Keon in studio. And, that led, over the years to, you know, a couple of areas that I felt was important. Once we got into that, and it wasn't easy getting David on the first time, believe me.
No, I know.
Like, you get a call from, you know, like, and this is one of the challenges that we faced over the years is, you know, you call some of these, for lack of a better term, legends. You know, where I'm, you know, this is Wally from the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, Zoomer Radio. Click.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
You're not Sportsnet. You're not TSN. Well, we're not talking to you.
Yeah.
And I've over time we've sort of broken down some barriers. The Blue Jays never been that cooperative with us. And you know, and I, you know,
well,
there were a couple
of when Beeston was around.
Beeston was absolutely. Yeah, he took time for us. We interviewed him a couple of times. Pat Gillick we had on. He wasn't with the Blue Jays, but
Tom Henke.
You had Henke in studio.
That's right.
We had Tom Henke in studio. I was away on vacation that time. But you know, somebody calls and says the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, Zoomer Radio. We tend to get a lot of clicks on the phone saying, "Ooh, who are you guys?"
Yeah.
They don't understand what Zoomer Radio is. They don't understand what AM 740 is. And they have no clue what our ratings are.
Yeah.
Which every time we get our ratings book back, I'm kind of shocked. I go, I get kind of shocked. I can't believe that many people actually listen to us on a Sunday morning. How is that possible? Neil, I know there's a call on. We should take the call.
It's Elaine from Markham. Elaine, you have a question for any of us? Fire away.
No. Oh, hi, Naz and Wally.
Hi, no. Elaine. How are you this morning?
I'm just wonderful. I'm looking out and see a great day today.
It's a great day. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you two are just part of my Sunday morning.
How about that?
You know what, Elaine? I've got to be honest with you. I've had a few people express that sentiment to me. It's just like I have another loyal listener who gets together with her husband every Sunday morning, and they fire up the espresso machine and they turn on AM 740, and it's just part of the, I never figured out why. But let me ask you, Elaine. I know I recognize the name. I've seen the name a while. Why do you listen to us? I'm just curious.
You know what? I just love your voices and your fun, and
That's right.
You just brighten up everything up.
How about that?
How about that?
No, it's true,
Elaine. You've made my day.
Absolutely,
because that's what we've always tried to be fans.
Yeah.
On the air,
yeah.
And we've always said to ourselves, I know journalists have to be objective. I don't pretend to be objective. I want the Toronto Maple Leafs to win the Stanley Cup. I want the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl. I want the Raptors to win the NBA. I want Italy to win the World Cup of Soccer. But now I want Canada to win the World Cup of Soccer. And I make no bones about it. I'm not going to hide that. Yeah.
And we really want that Stanley Cup.
Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, crying out loud. How about that?
Thanks, Elaine.
That's my main
appreciate
one.
It.
Anyways, Elaine, we're going to thank you so much for that.
Yeah,
we really, really
me,
appreciate
that's
it.
Absolutely wonderful.
I got a feeling we got Kevin from Buffalo on this morning. You want to give that one a go, Neil?
It's nice to hear
Kevin,
voice
you're
again.
On the air. Give us have any questions for us?
Kevin? Hello, gentlemen.
There he is.
It is so nice to speak with you, and I've been a number of years listening to your show, and I tell you, your hosts make the show. They are so enjoyable to listen to, and not only that, very knowledgeable, and they're not afraid to voice an opinion, and just going through the NBA and the Toronto Raptors, You cover all angles, and I just wanted to briefly just say thank you so much for listening. And I tell you, I'm really pulling for the Maple Leafs this season.
Oh, dear.
I think they have a great opportunity. And just a quick comment. There's been some talk on Mr. Nurse and the Raptors coming back next year. I know the seasons are so long, and after a long year, to just sort of sit back and speculate. And your thoughts on the Blue Jays, of course, the Bisons are their farm team here in Buffalo. And to not go too long, Casey Candel was up with Toronto last year with all the coaching changes, and now he's back here in Buffalo. The Bisons are 1-1. They're playing Scranton this weekend. And just a brief thought how the Blue Jays will be, but this call is about you, your great men, and it's a fantastic show. You keep it open.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Touch a lot of topics. And just I tip my cap to you gentlemen and the radio station. It's a pleasure to listen to you, and Godspeed and health and peace to you all. And just keep up the great work, gentlemen.
Let me just respond. We're going to let you go, Kevin, I want to turn it over to Naz to respond to some of that. But I just want to say you've been one of our most loyal listeners basically since we started, and we just want to say thank you for your tremendous support over the years. Thank you, Kevin. Naz, you want to respond to Kevin from Buffalo?
They'll be playing for a playoff spot, the Blue Jays, this year. Their pitching is good. Their hitting lineup is pretty good, but it's going to be a very competitive baseball that's going to be played. And I think they'll make the playoffs, but that's about it.
Neil, I'm going to interject here. We've got to go to break, but we've got Connie from Orangeville, north of Orangeville, on the line. Why don't we take her call,
Connie,
and then we'll go to break.
You're on the air. Before we go to break, let's have a listen. So what do you have? Any questions for the boys?
Hello.
Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
Hi. I've listened to your program every Sunday.
That's
never
fantastic.
Thought I would call in.
Well, we're thrilled that you did, Connie.
Absolutely, Connie.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You so much.
And my question is, I really don't think we support our college athletes and our Olympic athletes like they do in the United States. Just example, the recent basketball tournaments that they have in the U.S. We had one in Canada for the Canadian Championship, and it wasn't broadcast or noted at all. I think we need to support these young people, and I don't know where I begin to try and get some attention for these young people that put in so much time and effort to be excellent athletes.
Connie, we're going to have...
And they got to go to the U.S.
Connie, we're going to have to let you go. We're starting to run a little bit tight on time. I can't thank you enough for being a loyal listener. We really, really appreciate that, and I can't thank you enough for calling in this morning. And we're going to address a couple of your points now really, really quickly. Thanks for calling us, Connie.
Yeah, the women's game has really improved on television in the U.S., and Canada's nowhere near that. I think she has a point.
Oh, she's
and,
good.
The U.S. basketball has really grown, and March Madness is now almost equal to the men's with the number of viewers, and it's incredible.
I think what's happened over the years in Canadian college sports, and those are great questions that Connie has brought up.
Yeah.
We remember Naz in the 70s, Canadian college athletics was way more popular than it is now, as far as I can tell. We used to go to the College Bowl every year down at Varsity Stadium. There used to be 20,000 people. We got ripped there a few times, if I recall. But
I remember.
We used to go there. You remember, we used to have a good friend, used to play for the York Yeomen in soccer. I actually used to write sports for the York Excalibur when I was a student at York University. I was the sports beat.
I think I might have read a couple of your columns.
I still have a couple of my old newspapers at home that I saved over the years. I used to write sports for the York University newspaper, the Excalibur, when I was in law school there. And I used to do all the sports. I used to do women's volleyball. I used to, you know, I had to do all the sports, women's and men's.
Yeah.
And, you know, the York University was the number one university hockey team in the year in the country for a couple of years.
Yes.
You remember that? Remember those?
I remember. I was the voice of the
We actually, Naz was the voice
That's
of the York Yeoman.
Correct.
We used to do York
the old Ice Palace.
We used to do York Yeoman games on cable television.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, this guy was good. Naz had a future as a play-by-play reporter.
Did them in high school as well, as I recall. You remember that.
Yeah. And but I think what's happened to Canadian college sports, same thing happened to the CFL.
Yeah.
Our best players started going south of the border.
Yeah.
And our best, and we changed the whole culture of high school sports in Canada, and everybody was, now everybody's looking for a U.S. college scholarship because you don't have to, right? And all our best athletes are going there, generally. Yep.
I agree.
And I think that's what happened to Canadian college sports, unfortunately. But I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than that, and we don't have the time to deal with that. So, Neil, you got to take us to break.
Yes, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Again, just I'm going to shoot those numbers by you one more time. You can call in at 416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-740-4740, and we'll be
on
right
those
back.
Numbers. Yes. We got another $50 Pizzaville gift coupon. First caller on those numbers, and we're going to send you a $50 Pizzaville coupon.
I will be right back.
We all value our sporting heroes, but what price would you put on one in mint condition? If you ask us, you'll get an honest answer. Mint Inc., trading cards and sports merchandise, is looking to buy your vintage collection of hockey, basketball, baseball, football, and soccer heroes. Come and see us in person at our new Toronto Mint Inc. Gallery at 198 Davenport, east of Avenue Road, or visit our store online at mintink.ca. Show us what you got, and we'll show you the money. Think Mint Inc.
Passion. It drives athletes, entrepreneurs, family businesses, and fast-growing companies. It's also what inspires KPMG Enterprise to help drive success. A dedicated audit, tax, law, and advisory practice, KPMG Enterprise delivers ideas and insights. Whether you want to grow your business, embrace technology, plan for an exit, or manage the transition of wealth, search KPMG Enterprise, understanding what it takes to make your business even better.
There are lawyers at Miller Thompson who know your industry. They'd like to introduce you to theirs. It starts with relationships. It's not just about happy clients. They support thriving business partners. Miller Thompson infuses law with the same tenacity you bring to your work, whether supporting your daily operations or offering urgent legal advice. But that's enough about them. Let's talk about you. Visit MillerThompson.com and find out how they can move your business forward.
They never argue sports. They just explain while they're always correct. The boys are back. The Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
We're right back. Here we are. You're listening to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I'm Neil. I'm a special guest this morning. This is the 9th anniversary show. And I'm going to pass it over to Walter because I understand that we're going to do a little bit of Leaf talk. And
we may bring
my
Sunday.
Nemesis, Lou Franceschetti, on board.
Well, when did Lou become your nemesis?
Because he used to come in here. He used to make me get him a coffee. I thought, you know, if you ask me one more time, I'm going to hop over the boards. I'm going to hop over the boards. So,
anyways, without further ado, he's been a loyal contributor to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour for a long time. Lou. Leaping Lou Franceschetti. Lou, it's our 9th anniversary show. I didn't think we could have our 9th anniversary show without getting you on. How are you this morning,
Lou? Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are you this morning, Lou?
I'm doing just great.
Is there any truth to this rumor that you used to order Neil around here to get coffee for him?
You used to order what?
He used to tell, it's Neil. You remember me, Lou? I mean, in the beginning, every time you used to walk in the door, you'd say, get me a coffee. It's like I'm your pay me no effing mind list every time. walk right by me at double. Listen, this coffee isn't warm enough. Go take it back.
You know what? You guys are a barrel of laughs this morning.
You have no idea, Luke.
Exactly. Lou, there's glass between us here. You would love it.
I'd be hopping over the board soon. Unbelievable.
Hey, I don't think either one of your punches is going to crack that glass. Sorry.
Anyways, Lou, you know, we can't go. I mean, with the Leafs, there's, I guess, 7 games left. They have a game tonight against Detroit. We couldn't go an entire show at this time of year without talking about the Leafs. So, Lou, I'll put it to you very, very bluntly. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, from what you've seen, can Naz and I go buy seats on the parade route yet?
I really think you can. I've been impressed with the way they've played. They've really cleaned out their own end. There is a little bit of nastiness amongst them. You know, our Akari is added a lot of grit, so is Lafferty. Mr. Michael Bunting is going to be Mr. Michael Bunting until somebody cleans his clock once and calls him on. But you know what? They're playing a very hard-nosed, honest game. But again, they're going to play Tampa. And to be the best, you got to beat the best. It'll be a very, very interesting series. I think it's going to be a great series. And we'll see where this thing takes them. I really hope that they can get over the hump. They've added the small pieces that they've had to, but so has Tampa. And Tampa does have the legacy of being there and going through this for the last 5 or 6 years with the core that they have.
Lou, who was the Michael Bunting when you played?
Me.
I was about to say that. It was Lou Franceschetti.
Only I could back it up. I don't think Michael can back it up because I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen him attack anybody from behind, or sorry, from in front.
Oh,
mind you, you know, it was a good case of Michael Bunting. Dan Dau.
Oh, really?
Danny would put up big numbers when put on a big line, but when you put him on a third, fourth line, he was just a nasty SOB to play against. And unfortunately, I played with him, and I didn't play against him that often. I would say Dwayne Sutter would be one would be like that also. Just guys who would just get under your skin, and I would just kind of laugh at them because they knew where I came from, and they knew what their job was. So it's great to see. But I'd love to see him just drop his gloves and face somebody face-to-face one time and prove everybody wrong. Because, you know, somebody's going to call his bluff one of these days, and we'll see what happens. Mind you, he's going to be a very rich man at the end of this year with being on one of those top two lines. He's going to ask for about $5 million for at least a 4-year deal.
Yeah, he scored 22 goals so far.
Lou,
so,
you were born 30 years too early, my friend.
Exactly. Yes, I was.
We talked about the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase. In today's NHL, I figure he'd be worth what, about 2.5 to 3? What do you figure?
Well, something like that.
Okay.
Well, I have to throw in some props to Lou as well.
I could be worth a little bit more because you look at what the three top players, well, the three pests, if I want to call them, from Tampa did. You know, they went out and they got themselves pretty good deals in the excess of from $15 to $20 million on 4 or 5 year deals.
Yeah, and they have a tax break there too, right? Florida doesn't pay taxes.
Yeah, that's.
Well, you're right.
That's
a
topic.
Yeah.
That's where the salary cap really breaks down. Is you're not comparing apples with apples, right? And they've got to do something about that in the next collective bargaining agreement.
Because Florida's not the only state.
No, it's Texas too. I mean, it's an unfair advantage to certain NHL to certain teams, and they've got to address that. And interestingly enough, the NHLPA has a new. Has a new director. I think his name's Marty Walsh. So we'll keep an eye on what I'm sure they have an agreement coming up. Lou, we've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. And based on last night's performance, has Ilya Samsonov now cemented himself as the Maple Leaf starter in the playoffs? Or is this still a rolling target for Sheldon Keefe?
No, I really think he has. If not only because the first two games are going to be in Toronto, he's almost flawless back home. But I really think he has cemented his the number one role right now, and he'll probably end up starting the first two games. And then we'll take it from there. Those first two games are large telling on whether he plays game three or four on the road.
Lou, just hold, stay with us with a bit. We have a caller on the line.
Daniel.
Go ahead.
Daniel from Hamilton. Daniel is our second
Hello.
Winner.
Daniel from Hamilton. You're also the winner
Hello.
Of our Pizzaville coupon.
Yeah.
How are you, Daniel? Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my phone to work properly here.
Okay.
I'm calling in regards about the Maple Leafs. I've followed them for years and used to see them at Maple Leaf Gardens. I've only seen two games at Scotiabank Arena. But the thing is, I think it's to a certain degree, it's all psychological. I mean, okay, yeah, players get more money. Does that mean they play harder? I don't know. They get in the playoffs against Tampa. But they go in to play Tampa, and they have this thing in the psychological. Well, they're the Stanley Cup winners. We can't beat them, okay? And then they trade Nazem Kadri to Colorado. Colorado forces to play, forces them to give up the puck, scores on them, and they're gone.
Daniel, I'm
going to... Why can't we do that?
Yeah, Daniel, first of all, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a listener. We appreciate it. And I'm going to ask, we're going to let you go. I'm going to ask Lou Franceschetti to respond to one of your comments there. Lou, Daniel from Hamilton suggests the Leafs' problem is psychological. How much of it is?
Well, yeah, it is to a certain extent, but he mentioned that it's psychological only against Tampa. And you got to remember that they lost against Columbus. They lost against Boston.
That's a good point, Lou.
And Kadri had a little bit to do with their losses against Boston, but not really much. But sometimes it is in a player's head. You just can't, you got to remember, I came from an era where we couldn't get by the Islanders. And it seemed like they were always in our head, too. Because for whatever reason, one little break during a hockey game would change everything, and they would end up winning it. And case in point was 1987. We had a 3-1 lead. We really thought we had them beat, and they came back and beat us in the infamous... Game seven.
Yes.
So people might not think it is, but once the series starts and certain things start happening, then it does start crossing players' minds. I don't know how much of an effect it does have, but I would say it has a little bit of an effect, especially when things don't go your way and people are going to start saying, "Oh, here we go again."
Tampa Bay's played well lately. Are they going to beat them this time, Lou?
I thought Toronto should have beat Tampa Bay last year.
They should have. It wasn't for the refs.
But they had the chances. They had the opportunity to beat them. They play right up to game seven. They played as well as they did or better. And then obviously with game seven is a crapshoot. You got Nick Paul scoring two goals. You got Valasevsky standing on his head. And that's exactly what you want in a game seven goaltender and a game seven team that is used to playing in those situations.
Jake McCabe, what do you think of him?
I really like McCabe. He adds a little bit of offensive flair. He's steady. He's physical, not as physical as probably Luke Shen, but he adds a little bit of a different a little different flair to the Leaf defense, where he can actually jump up on the play and help on the offensive end.
Lou, we've only got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. So
can I just jump in and say something to Lou?
Go ahead, please.
I remember Lou. You know, it's Neil. When I was on the air here with the boys, and I remember talking to my nephew, and I said, we got Lou Franceschetti on the show, and he came back to me and he said, "Oh, I love that guy. I think he's one of the greatest."
Will you stop filling Lou's head?
No, it's like he's gonna. And he said to me, he goes, "You know what the Leafs lead right now? They need a Lou right now, right now." That was nine years ago.
All kidding aside, they do need a Lou.
We just talked about that before.
These couple of these guys they brought in might have some of Lou and I have kidded around, and Lou and I and Naz have kidded around for years. We joke with Lou, but I've always respected what he accomplished. in the NHL. It's not easy making the NHL. It really isn't. And he was there, and he was a lunch bucket guy. He earned it. Brought it every night. So yeah, absolutely. The Leafs need a.
And a quick question: Were you drafted by the St. Catharines Blackhawks? Originally.
No, I wasn't. I was drafted by the Niagara Falls Flyers.
Told you. Anyways, we've only got a minute left. We're going to have to wrap it up. I'm going to say some thoughts, and then Naz and then Neil, you can.
We'll take us out of the show.
It's been a great 9 years. I never thought when we started I'd still be here doing this 9 years from now.
Yeah.
It's been fun beyond belief. The ability to, you know, pick up the phone and call guys like Keon and Cornwallé and Theismann. And the list, I can't go through it. We don't have the time. Mansbridge, Roberto Bettega in studio.
Yeah.
Talk about heroes. One of the great Italian soccer players of all time.
Yes.
Having him in studio and signing my Juventus shirt and signing my Azzurri shirt, taking pictures. Never in a million years would I have ever imagined I would have had the opportunity to do that. I am so thankful to you, Neil.
Thank you.
Because we couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, geez, guys.
To the people at Pizzaville.
Honestly, yes.
And the biggest thanks of all to this guy who's sitting right next to me here this morning.
The best.
He inspires me. The challenges
every
that he's
time.
Dealt with.
Every time.
And I couldn't do this without him. And I wouldn't do this without him. Naz, I'll turn it over to you.
Yes.
Thanks, Wally. Neil, glad to see you again. Hopefully it's not 3 years.
You know what? We have a reunion coming up, and I don't know whether you guys are going to make it, but let's see if we can make that an event for us to get to.
And Naz, are we going to be here for the 10th year anniversary?
Oh, I believe so. The Leafs are going to win the Stanley Cup. It's going to be a year of us celebrating it.
Anyways, if we're here a year from now, Neil, you're invited to come back and
come
do
on,
the
now.
Same
That's
show
so
we did
number
today.
10, fantastic.
Number 10.
I'm looking forward to it.
Anyways, we got to wrap it up, and it's your job to wrap it up today,
Listen,
Neil.
Thank you for listening, and the three of us here in studio today are absolutely thrilled with the support that they've received, I've received from all the fans, from all the sponsors, and, of course, our families. For allowing us to come down and indulge ourselves in this type of pastime. Anyways, back next week with Wally and Naz.
And it's Masters Sunday.
And it's Masters Sunday, and Walter's going to be on the edge of the cliff at that point in time.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you for listening in, and we'll be back next week.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.